Israeli security forces continue operations in the West Bank using tanks to invade Palestinian-ruled territory. Palestinian leaders accuse Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon of stepping up invasions while the world's attention is focused on the terror against the United States. Some observers are suggesting Tuesday's attacks may encourage Israel and the Palestinians to resolve their year-long conflict. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Many Palestinians immediately assumed the suicide plane attacks were done in support of their cause, an angry protest at America's tight alliance with Israel, an alliance Palestinians say amounts to support of Israel's long occupation of their land. But as anger mounts at the devastating toll, it is Israel which feels a decided advantage. Israeli strategic analyst Joseph Alfer says the world will now identify with Israel's battle against Palestinian militants. He feels certain Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has a green light to take whatever military action he wants.
As of today, one might even speculate that there's absolutely nothing to stop Ariel Sharon from ordering the Israeli military to reconquer the entire West Bank and Gaza Strip and kick Arafat out.
Since Tuesday, Israel's army has stepped up its forays into Palestinian territory, killing at least a dozen Palestinians, among them a 9-year-old girl, with hardly a peep from abroad. Still, Alfer and others say such a military course will not solve the conflict, but they see hope elsewhere. Hirsch Goodman of the Jaffe Center for Strategic Studies says Yasser Arafat may well crack down on suicide bombings and drive-by shooting attacks, as the Bush administration asks world leaders to square off and declare themselves for or against terrorism. Goodman says Arafat is in a corner.
He needs to restructure his relationship with the United States and the West. He needs it desperately. He can't defy Europe. He can't defy NATO. He can't defy the entire Western democratic world that is appalled by terrorism. And therefore, he has to distance himself from terrorism. And therefore, I believe that this is an ideal opportunity to try and initiate a diplomatic process.
Arafat has been seeking desperately to distance himself from images of Palestinians celebrating the U.S. terror attacks. His aides have tried to squelch video of the celebrants, even as Israeli officials have been passing out copies to journalists. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has revived his assertion that Arafat is Israel's Osama bin Laden. Last night, the French ambassador here declared there could be no such comparison, that terror attacks against Israelis are related to a political conflict which must be resolved. Today, his comments provoked demonstrations in front of the French consulate and calls for his expulsion. Palestinian political analyst Rassan Khatib hopes the U.S. will eventually embark on a reassessment of its Mideast policy.
At the time when everybody is talking about terrorism, some efforts has to be put in defining terrorism. And in this regard, I think the Charter of the United Nations, the resolutions of the Security Council, and the human rights laws and the international laws has to be the frame of reference for what is right and what is wrong.
In other words, why does the U.S. allow Israel to ignore international codes of conduct while holding countries like, say, Iraq, accountable to the letter? It's a question Khatib admits may well get lost in the anger over the devastation in New York and Washington. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Jerusalem.